We are learning Masechtas Beya, Daf Tesvav and Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Yudal and Beis. In the Mishnah it said, you're allowed to send presents to your friend on Yom Tov. The first Mishnah before that said, you're allowed to send food. And the second Mishnah is talking about sending clothing. And it says you can send the clothing that are sewn up already, or that there's still a piece of material also is mutter to send, and the Gemara explains why, because you use it to cover yourself. And then the Mishnah said that even if it's kalayim, you can use it. And the Gemara said, Mishnah said, you can't use sandal. I'm a sumer, I'll get to that soon. But one of the we're talking about right now, it says in the Mishnah, the latter send kalayim to your friend. The question is, what could you do with kalayim? What in the world could you do with kalayim? So the Gemara says, at the end of the second line from the bottom, Ella Bavilon, talking about a curtain, he's sending a curtain, and he can use the curtain on Yontif. So even though it's kalayim, what could be wrong with a curtain that's kalayim? So therefore, it's useful. Why do we say that vilain is makabo toma? Usually, a wall in a house is not makabo toma. It's considered a part of the bais. But a vilain is makabo toma. Why? Because the shamish, the servant, who's cold sometimes, and he's the butler, he's standing by the door, he's a little bit cold, he'll warm himself with the vilain. He'll wrap himself in the vilain, in the curtain, to warm himself. So therefore, it's a problem if it's a kalayim. You can't make a kalayim. Since the shamish sometimes warms himself with it, you cannot make it into kalayim. So again, it's fair. How can you send a vilain that's kalayim? You can't send a vilain that's kalayim, because a vilain is not allowed to be kalayim. So Mara says, finally, it's like this. Elabit caution. We're talking about material that's very tough and rough, and that's not mischamim, doesn't warm a person, and that you let us sit on, like upon him. You let us sit on that. V'chihadam Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yeshua, hay namta gamta denerash. This hard felt from the place called Neresh, Shariat's mutter to sit on. And you see, I'm saying to sit on, because that's what Rashi says twice. He says that sitting on its mutter, it's mashmafi Rashi, if it's hard, you're still not aware of it. And Tosis explains, because if it's, when you sit on it, it's only reason why it's also because of Gzeira. It's a Gzeira because of threat. So when it's hard, you're not going to make a Gzeira. It's only Isra Rabban, you're not going to make a Gzeira by caution. Masha Inkain, right, it's mashmafi, that's very, you're not going to make a Gzeira, that's very Tosis says it. But to wear it, even though maybe it's not no hana, but otu, wearing regular clothing, that regular kalayim, that will be usur. So therefore, the only hat is to sit on it. But upon him, the Gemara's Teretz is that the case of our Mishnah is that he sent kashim, hard material, and then, even if it's kalayim, it's mutter, because you can use it for sitting on. Omra Papa, Ardlin, ein behem shum kalayim. Ardlin is like a cover for your shoe, made out of material, and sometimes a little bit leather. And it has material in it that's kalayim. So halacha is, it's no problem of kalayim. And Rashi says, why? Because it's kashim. Again, there's also a case where it's hard, and therefore if it's an under your shoe and you're stepping on it, there's no problem of kalayim, since it's a hard material and you don't get hana from it. Amar Rava, hani tsrori the pshiti, if you have a pouch that has money in it, and the pouch itself is made out of kalayim, and you put it in your pocket, so really it's warming you as well when it's in your pocket, and the reason is because when there's money in it, it makes it hard, and therefore it's not meschamim. The bezrani, but if it has seeds in it, yes, b'hamishem kalayim. But if it has seeds, then it keeps it soft, and you now like keep it in your pocket because it warms you. Ravash Yama, no, any pouch, say if it's seeds and say if it's money, it's not a problem to put into your pocket. Why? Because you ain't derech yimakach. It's not the derech hanah. The derech hanah is to wear the clothing and warm yourself that way. But to put it in your pocket, that is not a way of, that's not a way of warming yourself, and therefore it's not usher to do al tzkalai. So the Gemara says right like this. The Mishnah said that you're not allowed to send the sandal hamasumer to someone for a present on Yom Tov. Sandal hamasumer is a shoe with spikes. And the Gemara in Shabbos says that you're not allowed to wear a spiked shoe, like these nails coming out of the bottom of the shoe, on Shabbos. What's the reason? There was one time a Maisa that the whole group was sitting together and there was some kind of noise and they got scared and they ran away and people got trampled with these spikes and died. Therefore, we made a takana not to wear sandal masumah. I don't wear it every day. It's dangerous every day. But Maisa Shaya was. It was on Shabbos. Therefore, they answered. And Yom Tov is similar to Shabbos. They're both Zman Knufi, like Gemara says, where people gather that day. And therefore, they answered on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, you can't give this present because you're not aware on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Gemara explains, sandal hamasumer my taima, why can't you send a sandal hamasumer for a present? My taima loy, mishum ma'isa shoyim, because the ma'isa shoyim, mesechta Shabbos, were there, someone got trampled, therefore they asked it. Oma abaya, sandal hamasumer osel an oloy, a sandal hamasumer in ala, we are on Shabbos, umutul tatle, but it is mutter to carry it around. We'll see in a second on why. Also, now that we are, because my shoya mutol taltal nuktani and mishalchim. Since the Mishnah says you're not allowed to send if a present, it's mashma elatik taltal. This that also taltal. Hashlo taltal. So you can't even taltal. How you sending for a present? Mishalchim boy, you have a shalav sending for a present. So Abaye spars from Mishnah that he sees from our Mishnah that's mutol taltal. What's the pshat? So Rashi says because it's a kli. And Mepharshim explained because it's a klishim lach de leisser. It's not a muksa machmas gufay. A rock is muksa machmas gufay. You never can move a rock. But a klishim lach de leisser is mutl tzar gufay mekayman. And here, when Abayi says mutl tatloy, it means the tzar gufay mekayman. It means if you have a mutter digger you used to do with it, then you let it metaltle for that. Or it's in the way, you let it metaltle because tzar gufay mekayman. It says in our Mishnah, you can't send a shoe that wasn't sewn up yet. Of course, it's nothing. It's a piece of leather. Even though you put it together with like little pegs, a little you know, safety pins, or Rashi has done that you sewed it like in the front, in the back, and in the middle. You did a little sewing. Still, since it needs more work, it's usable, but since it needs more work, it's not present in letter send the yontif because it needs more work, so therefore it's not a complete thing. You can't send that on yontif. Even a finished shoe, but it's not painted black yet, you cannot send that type of shoe. Who says mutra send a black shoe that was blackened already, was already painted? You can't send the white one. Because it has to be painted with the bitzas hagir. Gear is a type of sand that blackens the shoe. Bitzas means a clump of earth. It's a bitzas of gear, a clump of gear used to use to blacken the shoe. You didn't do that yet, therefore it's aser to give on yontif because it's missing this malacha. Even b'shachar is aser if you didn't shine and smooth it yet. What's the pshat? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, the way you make the shoe is that the hairy part of the hide is on the inside, and the outside is the part that's usually connected the inside of the body. And that part has a lot of scales and there's holes in it. And until you shine it and smooth it out, it doesn't look good. So it's still not finished, even though it's black. But the Gemara says, "Damach lekas v'reis Yehuda." Vlei pligi. Marki asri, marki asri. Each one is talking about his own city. Basri demar bisrul tachas. In the Asriya of Rabbi Huda, the Bistra is a tachas. The Bistra goes towards the inside of the shoe. Therefore, it doesn't have to be smoothed out. Basra Damar, in the city of Rabbi Yasi, Bistra de la'el. The Bistra is on the outside, and therefore it's not smooth. It has to be smoothed out. Therefore, it's not finished until it's smoothed out. So, to Gemara Vayit, it says in the Mishnah, Zeh klal, kol shenoisim rabbi yontif, anything that you have on yontif, you let ascend on yontif. That's the learned pasuk shad in the Mishnah. Kol shenoisim rabbi yontif, mishalach noisim, you can send it. So the Gemara, Rav Sheshes, Sharu Luhul Rabbanon, Sturi Tfilin B'Yom Tava. Rav Sheshes allowed the Rabbanon to send a present of Tfilin on Yom Tov. Only Abaya, the 99 calls Shanoisim by Yom Tov, Shalakon Oisai. It says only things that you can have on Yom Tov you send. You don't wear Tfilin on Yom Tov. We have a different ois. You don't wear the ois of Tfilin on Yom Tov. So what would be the point? So it's not Shayach to have an ois. So why is it a mutter to send? So Mar says, Hach Gama, Kol Shanoisim, you read the Mishnah, read the Mishnah wrong. Anything you have enough from, even the weekday, then be yontif mishalchem. That's you read it. That's you read the Mishnah. Mishnah is anything you have enough from the choil, you send it on yontif. So we have to explain this a little bit. So both Rashi and Tosfos explain that on yontif, there's no issa to wear tefillin. So no issa to wear tefillin. Just you're not going to have enough from it, but you'll have enough after yontif. Mashenkin sandal hamasumur, even though you can use it after yontif. But it's also to wear on yontif. So therefore, if you send it on yontif, people will think you're not wearing it on yontif. So therefore, you're not allowed to send it on yontif. You know you can have a not after yontif. But there's another question. How are you allowed to send something that you have not after yontif? But Maisa, where's your tzarech yontif then? Zok, the Magen Avraham, and others already say this. The Rashi already says, the Rishonim already says, even though it's not tzarech moed, but the etzem sending the matana is misameach the levavos, to smeach the hearts of the people, and therefore it's considered tzarech moed. Therefore, it's considered tzarech moed, but if it needs a tikkun, then don't no simcha, because I'll fix it. I'm not so happy. But if something's complete, even though I can't use it today, there's a simcha, and that alone is considered tzarech yontif. That alone is considered a simcha tzarech yontif. It happens to be from here, a lot of the achrayim ask kashas on the whole dindi, not only give matanas and Shabbos yontif, because You're not like it. So the halacha is b'tzarech Shabbos yilayru. So you say every time b'tzarech Shabbos because you have a simcha. And they're very busy with this. The Mishmaru passes that. It's also give presents if it's not something you can use on Yontif. And the Shaila is, Mivui over here, Lechar, if you some shitas, at least that alone is a simcha. So that's a big tumult. This is a tshuva to Kriyeg about giving a chos and giving his kala a present of candlesticks on Shabbos, even though they can't use it. They don't get on Shabbos, but there is a Chuvah or a Kriyager about this. If you're allowed to give it, then one of the start them off in this Gemara that you see this Mesameach. The Mesameach alone is a Tzarech, and that alone could be a Heter to give. Because the Aris Shoinim hold, the Rambam over here holds, that Tefillin is also to wear on Yontif. And still it's Mutter to give. What's Pshat? So they say Pshat because Klim Shach Lissa. And it's only Klim Shach Lissa. And that's called Tzarech Gufay Mekayma. To Mesameach someone, it's called Tzarech Gufay Mekayma. And therefore,
what?
Who by Tefillin? No. Lachter also no. I think that's one of Tzadim. It's not Lamaisa, but it's brought down Lalacha these shilas. Al Kapam. That's the concept of our Kol Gemara is anything that's Hana, even though it's not Hana right now, it is Mutter to send on Yontif.
And Tefillin, aren't you allowed to wear Tefillin in Islamic?
Some say that's one of the term that l'slamed, yeah, that's one of the term, but it's not here. It's that mash like that, yeah. So the more about it, by tefillin hoy was the yadam. Once you mention tefillin regarding giving presents on Yontif, neighbor milsa. I'll say something lahalacha on that. Hoy baba there, someone was coming on the road with tefillin b'roisha. He was coming erev Shabbos. He's heading home erev Shabbos, getting a little late, and he's wearing tefillin. With Shakal Chama, it got dark, coming Shabbos. What do you do? Now we're told on Shabbos. What do? Menech Yodei Aleihem, you cover it with your hand, you can leave it on your head, you cover your hands with Yila Beisai, until you reach your house. Rashi explains, you cover your hand because Mara is saying you're wearing tefillin, but you don't have to take it off because it's a bazillion. So therefore they allowed you to carry on Shabbos Kla'achayad, because carrying something in your head is Kla'achayad, and you're carrying a Derech Malbush. It's not called a malbush mamish because it's not normal to wear. You know, tefillin is not a clothing, but you're wearing a derech malbush. If it's klach hayad, and therefore it's bezoyin tefillin, they allowed you to wear it this way and bring it into the city, into your house that way. Same similar idea. Someone was sitting in the beis medrash and he was learning, and he had tefillin in his head. But the kodesh aluyim, all of a sudden became Shabbos. Maniach yod aleim, and he puts his hand on top of it. After begila beis, he reaches his house. In those days, the beis medrash was in the field, so. You don't want to leave it there. He brings it home. He carried home klachiyat. Moser who made the ikka. Isaac Kash from different brisa says hayibaba derech, but tefillin bereisha. Someone was on the road and tefillin's on his head. Kishol hayoyim, and it got dark. Meniach yod aleim achvigil abayis hasamach l'chayma. He only wears it until the first house, beginning of the city, not his own house. He has put in the first house he sees. Hayoyishem is medrash kishol hayoyim, or he's sitting in his medrash and became Shabbos. Meniach yodai aleim. He puts his hand on it. That's Megillah Beis Samach Leveis Medrash until he reaches the house. That's Samach Leveis Medrash. So, what do you see over here? What you see over here is that you can't bring it to your house. So, what's the pshat in the Abaya? It says you can bring it to your house. Gemara says like this: Loi Kasha, Hod the Mintra, Hod the Mintra. If it's in a safe place, the first house is a safe place. You got to put it there. If it's not safe, then you can bring it all the way home. So, Gemara, Loi Mintra. I'm talking about a case where. Outside the city, of course, it wasn't safe, and the house wasn't safe. So then, you even let it pick it up and put it onto your head. Forget about wearing it. It's mashmah only because you were wearing it anyway. You let it keep on walking. But if it's loy minter, you even let it pick it up. My area of Arisha, fill a machton a bara nami. Even if it's on the floor, I'm let it pick it up. That's nan. It says in the Mishnah in the last parak of Erevin. Hamaytzi tefillin. Someone finds tefillin. Hamaytzi tefillin. Someone finds tefillin. Please, zog. He brings in one pair at a time. One on his head, one on his hand, and he brings it in. Quits a bazillion. So you see, you don't have to be wearing it on your head to bring it into the city then. So if we talk about loy mintura, what's pshat afka on his head? Everything tomorrow, loy kasha. It's not pshat. Hod mintura machas gamve, or machas kalvi. Hod mintura machas kalvi, loy mintura machas gamve. There's two types of watching. Sometimes it's not so dangerous. There's no club, no dogs around. It's not going to get ruined, not going to get eaten up by any animals. Just it might be gone up. But there's another not being watched. It's in a precarious situation. It's kalavim they get to it also. That's in a worse situation. So if it's in a place that's not mintura, not for kalavim, and it's not watched for kalavim, not watched for kalavim, it's very exposed, and you let it pick it up, put it on your head, and bring it in. If it's watched for a klavim, but not for ganve, so there, you only if you're wearing it, glad to bring it in. But if you're not wearing it, you should leave it on the floor. I, the ganavim, might take it. We'll assume the ganavim are yidin, and they're not going to be mezals with it. But if it's on your head, then you let it walk in with it, even if there's ganavim around. Even if there's no klavim around, only ganavim, you let it walk in with it. And the Gemara says, Ma'udatema, if it's on your head, you would not be able to walk into your house with it, because the Ma'isa, all it is ganavim. Ma'udatema, Rav listed the astronomy of Loi Mizazel, but not Mizazel. Kamash Vlon, that you are chayish a little bit for the ganavim, but it depends. If you're wearing it, then you can bring it in, even though it's only for ganavim that you're bringing it in. Ma'ashenkem, if it's on the floor, as long as it's protected from dogs, you got to leave it there. Either ganavim might take it, you could be something that the ganavim won't touch it. You can't pick it up. Masha ink, and if you're wearing it, then even if you're ganavim, you're allowed to bring it in.
No, I'm not going to take it, but
they won't be mezalz. No, they won't be mezalz, I'm saying, but if it's on your head, you can still bring it in, because you are worried that small chance they will be mezalz. That's the kamash belong. If it's on your head, you're allowed to bring it in. You are worried that small chance they will be mezalz, and therefore you're allowed to bring it in. Hadun Allah, Beitza, the first paragraph of Beitza, those who finished it, Blineda.